On Saturday, June 25, East Ferris officially unveiled three new pickleball courts in Corbeil, and a host of pickleballers braved the scorching heat to christen the new surfaces. Mayor Pauline Rochefort was there to provide a brief speech, as was Municipal Councillor Rick Champagne, who also chairs the Parks and Recreation Committee, which was instrumental in making the courts a reality. See. East Ferris pickleballers prepare to be delighted. The grand opening also coincided with a series of workshops hosted by Tailored Pickleball Academy. These sessions occurred throughout the day and were geared to players of all skill levels. Greg Curtin, East Ferris Director of Community Services, said all sessions were well attended, all full or nearly full, and the community is finding a passion for the paddle. See, can't beat the banger? Pickleball Clinic has what you need. Welcome to the Pickle Dome, an insider's term for the court where the championship match in a pickleball tournament is played. From the turnout on Saturday, the future of East Ferris pickleball is looking bright, as the people are excited for the new courts, Curtin noted. There are no leagues formed yet, but Curtin said the municipality is open to talk with any person or group who may want to form one. The municipality has no plans on running their own league, as it's a lot of extra work. However, if someone has the ambition, reach out to the municipality. In the meantime, feel free to use the courts anytime. There are no fees, and the gate is never locked. There are no lights, so your pickleball action will be confined to the sunlight hours. Bookings are also available. If you'd like to use the courts for a pickleball fest to celebrate an anniversary or a birthday, reach out to the municipality to book a date. Otherwise, the courts are first come, first served. The new courts are located behind the municipal office at 390 Highway 94 in Corbeil. Two tennis courts are also on site, and those have been completely resurfaced as well. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.